This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sadly, I'm hearing from people that are getting duped or scammed by individuals who they meet, they date, they think they are really in love with them, and it's a dupe, it's a scam. And more people are falling for it. As we have higher divorce rates, more individuals that have kind of not been outside as much and socializing as much and starting to go out more since the pandemic. And I want to warn people because I see this time and time again. And I will hear from somebody or hear from a friend saying, you're not going to believe this. I am so in love. I am so in love. He is so into me. I have never felt this way about anybody. And I'm like, okay. Have you never felt this way because of the things he's saying? Is he saying all the right things? Is he really into you? Is he, I have to be very honest with some of my friends or family members because, you know, they're getting somebody that is a 10. And mind you, we watch movies all the time where you could be like me, a 1. And I could get a 10 because it happens in the movies. You see it in Hollywood. You see somebody who is older and you know, does not really appear that nice on the eyes, but they are walking with somebody who's 50 years younger that is a supermodel. So we are taught in Hollywood to believe that that 1 in a million chance of somebody drop dead gorgeous, wealthy, falling in love with you because you are just one of a kind, unfortunately, clouds our judgment. And I've had to tell people and tell family members, look, I love you, but you're not that lovable. How does this person really know you? And sadly, we've found fraudsters before they could try to defraud. And the reason why these people are so successful, and sadly, there are retirees who are losing their funds and their pensions from these scammers. Because things like, well, you know what? Your child needs surgery. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me get, you start to get a closeness to them, this trust. And by the way, it's not just a one-dater. This could be going on for months. And then you get defrauded. But the problem we have, and I get this as a female, is, there could be a fire going on. There could be people that were saving lives. I could be in the midst of a full code. And a good-looking firefighter looks at me and smiles. And I'm like, oh, I melt, right? Don't be distracted. That was really hard in the hospital. You'd have paramedics and cops and firefighters and all these people in uniform. That's why I was distracted with Jimmy Garoppolo. I was in a room full of military that I didn't even think about what to say to Jimmy. I was like, ah. But we like to be flirted with. Flirting is one of the biggest dopamine surges, or causes one of the biggest dopamine surges out there. And I want to believe, like anybody else, that if somebody is interested in me, it is because it is really Dr. Dahlia. It's me, Dahlia Wax. No. There's always an ulterior motive. Now, the ulterior motive could still be, did my husband have an ulterior motive marrying me? Well, he wanted to be married. He wanted to have kids. He liked me. So there can always be, you know, there can always be a secondary gain, right, to a relationship, even if it's a non-scam, fully ethical relationship. But I want you guys to use that thinking. What does that person get out of this? You have to. I can't tell you how many times people have befriended me, and then I realize it's because, well, they wanted a doctor, or they want to be able to call me up in the middle of the night for medical advice, or they, or they want a real estate business, or they, you know, what is the secondary gain? Now, it used to be a lot easier before all these online scams is, okay, well, the secondary gain was sex. They want sex. And we women and men were able to figure out, all right, if this we were being used for sex or if we were being used for money. And we've learned that. But now the scams are much more intricate and subtle. And I'm seeing these individuals get all giddy and all floopy over somebody being in love with them, and it's not adding up. And we're being taken advantage of because they know there is nothing more than somebody who's middle-aged or older that gets flirted with. And love makes you blind, smoke gets in your eyes, all those song lyrics start to come to fruition. And so I want people to be in love. I want to think that a 2 could be with a 9. And that the numbers don't exist because there's really that meant to be and you guys connect. But there's individuals who are serial flirters. There's individuals out there, even if they don't want to defraud you, are they flirting with you because they want to get ahead at work? Or they want something, or they want you on their side. They want you aligned. How many of you work in toxic workplaces, but you think you have a work wife or a work husband because you want that alignment? Be careful with that. Flirting is dangerous, and it will make you lose your judgment. And you have to be careful that you got to be under, and you have to be honest. Now, I don't want you to have an inferiority complex. I don't want you to have low self-esteem. But, you know, just be aware and just always ask yourself, what does this person get out of it? What do I have that they want? Even if it's $500, they'll scam for anything these days. Just be careful. Use caution. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So when I was in training, I trained at UMC in Las Vegas, Nevada. I trained in multiple areas. I was at UCLA. I was at UNR. But when I was at UMC, there was a restaurant in the 90s. I think it was built in the 70s, maybe even 60s. But it was a restaurant in the 90s called the Omelet House. And the Omelet House, I don't think it's that chain. I think it was owned by them, by single owners. A fantastic restaurant. And it's, I have boys that go to UNLV and have been in the general vicinity sometimes of UMC, because I might go there to visit patients or do things. And so they've learned to love the same place that I used to eat at, Omelet House, right? Okay? Food's a little pricier than it was in the 90s. Staff is still amazing. Chefs are still amazing. It expanded. It's bigger. But one thing was a little different. yesterday when I took him there after Jimmy Garoppolo, because we all met Jimmy Garoppolo. We're like, okay, now we got to eat. We really worked up an appetite meeting Jimmy Garoppolo. And we, they go, I give the credit card, and they go, there's a 3% charge if you're going to use credit card. So you need to use cash. Oh, no, they didn't say you need to use cash, but, and I'm like, I'll still do the credit card, that's fine. I still tipped well, but I'm like, wait a second here. Now, we have seen people add for fees for credit cards, but it was nice that she told me. Because one thing I've seen, and I haven't really talked about this or complained about it because I understand these businesses are struggling, but I was at a hotel in Houston, and I was at a hotel in Houston, and when I got my folio, they call it a folio or your receipt, there was an extra $8 charge on the room because I used a Discover card. And I'm like, I would have used a different card. So they said, here, here's a form. You could refill out a form, submit it, change it over. Nothing happened. They weren't going to do anything about it. So I got added $8 extra just to use a credit card. Now, I don't like to eat out a lot. We like to eat in and cook. But I have been out and about. And when I am out and about, I'm noticing there's no more free bread. When you ask for bread, oh, hey, can I get some bread? Because you've been to that restaurant before. Now you're noticing a $5, $6 charge when you order ranch. My husband took me for, I think it was anniversary dinner, to Gordon Ramsay's steak. Gorgeous restaurant. Absolutely phenomenal restaurant. It was delicious food. Waiter was amazing. Staff was amazing. Ambiance was amazing. But interestingly, when my husband got his steak, it was a little dry, so he wanted some more sauce. When he asked for A1, you know, can I have some A1? They go, oh, no, we just have our house sauce. That's fine. Okay. Just need some more sauce to put on the steak. They charged $8. Now, I'm not saying this because I want to be, I'm not trying to criticize people for nickel and diming, but we have an economy that is a little unstable. And it really depends, and I'm no economist, but as a physician, as an American, as a mom, as a consumer, okay, I see the psychology of things. That's just how we were trained. And one thing you need when you have consumer confidence is not so much that something is going to be there on the shelves, which was a problem with the supply chain shortage, with the mandates and everything else that happened. But you also need confidence that whatever you're going to spend money on is actually, whatever you're being told the cost is going to be the final cost. The fiasco happening with tips, where you're going into a retail store and being asked to tip, where you're being asked to tip at fast food, you're being asked to tip everywhere. And mind you, I think fast food workers do deserve a tip. But now it's everywhere. And you're getting dirty looks, you're getting bad comments. Even if you're tipping 20%, we're seeing videos of DoorDash drivers cussing and insulting people and ripping them new ones. And so the problem we have from a psychology standpoint is you have consumers going, wait a second, if I'm going to buy a $14 sandwich, and yes, the sandwiches are up to $14 in some places now. Okay, with tax, my piece or my part with tax and tip, I still should be under $20. And you're not. They're charging for ranch. If you notice, ketchup isn't on the table, which, by the way, ketchup should be refrigerated, so I agree, ketchup shouldn't be on the table. But the more you ask, then the more you need to tip somebody. So there's going to be less, let me do it myself. And you would think we would be moving more towards kiosks, people doing things themselves. No, it's because the workers, in order for them to take the job, they're like, I want tips. I want to make more money than what you're offering. So employers are like, well, we're giving you this, but yeah, you could make tips. Absolutely. How many times have we gotten jobs? I got a job, and they said, yes, you will make bonuses. There was no bonuses. They got you in. There was no bonuses. So now you have a situation where employees are expecting the consumer to make up the money they're not getting from their employer. The consumer is thinking that whatever I'm going to pay is not going to have extra fees for bread, for ranch, for credit card use, but it is. Even bags. How many of us, I don't live in California anymore. I was born in California and I did some training there, but I went to California and I'm seeing people walk out of a Walmart with packages of things. And I'm like, I wonder if they're stealing, you know, because it wasn't bagged up, whatever. So I go there and the gentleman is like, would you like a bag for this? And I go, of course, that's so nice of you to ask. And then all of a sudden there's charges for the bags. So be prepared that things are now being charged. There's extra charges. But what I'm concerned about is because things are so costly, you're going to start to see a shift away from credit cards. And I even thought, I'm like, I could save 3% by just giving this person cash. But I'm like, no, use the credit card. That's fine. But I'm worried because some people might say, well, if you're going to charge me 3%, I'm cutting your tip by 3%. You might want to talk to your workers before you do that. Now, why are they doing that? Well, we as a medical office, the fees we had from the credit card company were ridiculous. We even had to, at the end, start to say, look, depending on certain credit cards, there's going to be an additional fee because the credit company is charging us. Now, we only charge that particular fee. Okay, we didn't charge extra, like, to make a profit. We showed them, look, they're charging us $2.95, so we have to charge an extra $3 or $2.95 or whatever that was. I hated doing that, but it was our credit card bill was so much. And when you're only having people pay now, or they're not paying, it takes a chunk. So, you know, there's what if we do start to move all towards cash? We were moving away from cash. People don't carry cash anymore. They only have cards. But now if every time you use your card, you're going to be added fees, is that going to make people go back to cash? People don't want to go back to cash because they don't want to get mugged. They don't want to get attacked. They don't want to get... How many times have you been at a gas station or in a shopping mall, parking lot, and people are coming up asking you for money? Or you're at the side of the road getting ready to turn left, and somebody's asking for money. So many people say, sorry, no cash, no cash, all I have are cards. Well, we might be going towards cash because now we have extra credit card fees. So my concern is I don't know how you guys feel, whether we're in inflation, where we've been in inflation this whole time, or we're not in inflation or about to go. But now we are noticing a very every man for themselves, money-hungry attitude towards those providing services. And it's because they have fees and stuff that they just can't cover. All this promising they had to do when they couldn't get staff due to the labor shortage, we'll give you extra time off, maternity leave, paternity leave, more PTO, a better healthcare plan, all that. They now either need to scale that back and lose their employees, or they need to stick it to the consumer. And I don't want people not wanting to spend. When you have people saying, I'm just not doing it anymore. I'm not going to put the money out. I'm not going to, why give somebody $14 plus tax plus credit card payment? Then, these companies are going to go under. So just keep an eye out. Look at convenience fees. Back office fees, they add fees on these. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says Ukraine's resolve in its war against Russia is something the whole world should model itself after. Speaking at the NATO summit in Lithuania with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Biden promised Zelensky that the U.S. is working as fast as it can to get Ukraine everything it needs to fend off the Russian invaders. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest.
78 million people impacted by heat alerts. We have excessive heat warnings throughout the West. We have heat warnings throughout the South Central states as well.
NBC meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Phoenix temperatures have been in the triple digits every day for almost a month. Dangerously hot weather is forecast for a big part of Nevada. Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. The consumer price index is up just slightly for the month of June. New data released Wednesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows inflation is up just 0.2% for the month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So somehow, and I never understood this, in the early 2000s, there was an anti-dairy phase where thin people were saying, you got to limit dairy. I think I was watching a Will and Grace episode, and I think Will was talking about how he doesn't eat dairy. So many people don't eat dairy. Now, as a physician, when I hear that somebody doesn't eat dairy, I think maybe lactose intolerance. Lactose intolerance is where you aren't able to digest lactose. You might need Lactaid, some digestive enzymes to help you, otherwise you're getting a lot of gas. But no, people said dairy isn't healthy, they avoid dairy. Now, I don't take in a lot of dairy, not because of health issues, just because I don't like the taste of milk. I don't like cottage cheese. I'm not a big yogurt person. I don't eat ice cream. I like cheese, but cheese can be constipating because cheese has to have a certain gum component to it that allows it to stick together and not crumble. And that gumminess can be very constipating. And Lord knows I don't need that. So I love cheese. That's about the only dairy. I just don't eat it that much. But I've always been very frustrated when people say, don't eat dairy, it's unhealthy. And I'm like, where are you getting that from? Okay, dairy has been a staple in our bodies, for centuries. Kids, if dairy is so bad, then why do we breastfeed kids? I mean, dairy is in a very important aspect to our diet. That's how we get our calcium. That's how we build our bones. It also can help be heart protective. But it keeps being brought up, no, you can't have dairy, you can't have dairy. Well, no. We have another study saying, no, dairy can protect the heart. I think the problem is, and I told you this, many people will see these studies looking at how calcium could affect the heart. And there were studies showing calcium supplements and calcium supplement use could affect the heart, even cause some clogging of the arteries. Well, yeah, have you seen a calcium supplement? They're chalky. How many of you have ever had a pastel-colored Tums or Rolaids? It's chalky. Yeah, calcium carbonate in it. So you're taking in the calcium carbonate, and that, but we're not talking about supplements and chalk. We're talking about calcium in real foods. You need that. So there was a study conducted in 80 countries across a bunch of continents, and they looked at, I want to give credit where credit's due. I don't know if they have the name. This was, yes, in the Journal of European Society of Cardiology. And they looked at diets with fruit, vegetable, dairy products, nut, legumes, and fish-rich diets to show the lowest link of cardiovascular disease and premature death. Red meat, whole grains, not much effect, they said, on the results. Low-fat foods have been taking center stage, they say, but they said our findings suggest that the priority should be increasing protective foods, and that includes dairy. So nuts, fish, and dairy. Now, what about the whole fat? They say that their results show that up to 2 servings a day of dairy, whole fat dairy, can be included in a healthy diet. They say whole fat dairy may protect against high blood pressure and metabolic syndrome. Now, I've been drinking low fat milk. I don't like 1% because it kind of reminds me of pee. I don't like 1% milk. I don't even want the milk. But what I do is if I have like some cereal in the morning, I only put a little bit of low fat milk. And just so that there's that little bit of moisture, so then the milk can become sugary and all that. So how much fat is in the milk? So I'm looking right now at thekitchen.com. And whole milk has 3.5% fat, low-fat milk 1 to 2% fat, skim milk 0 to 0.5% fat with an average fat content of 0.1%. So usually you could get rid of fat from foods by gravity. Fresh milk will settle, the cream or the fat rises to the top. I don't know if you've ever had chicken or, meat or something, and you have the leftovers, the fat rises to the top. So you can always remove it. But they can make low-fat or skim milk in bulk by putting whole milk into a machine called a centrifugal separator. It spins and gets the fat globules out of the milk. Now, I know some people are thinking they put a chemical into it. I can't comment on that. I always thought they removed the fat by a mechanical process and not a chemical process. So before the milk is homogenized, which reduces all the milk particles to the same size, they can separate the fat. Now, federal law mandates that most skim milk be fortified with vitamin A and vitamin D. Because whole milk has naturally a fair amount of vitamin A and vitamin D, the vitamins are fat soluble. So if you take away the fat, you might be losing some of those vitamins. A, D, E, vitamin K, those are fat-soluble vitamins. So are you losing your A, D, E? So the FDA, I think, mandates at least A and D be fortified. Milk solids in the form of dried milk also, I believe, have the vitamins added as well. Now, again, I'm no expert on this, but this is from thekitchen.com, and it tells us a little bit about how that process works. So what do you do? Do you do the milk? Do you not do the milk? Do you do the eggs? Do you not do the eggs? Well, like I said, everything in moderation. I've said this from the very beginning. And cut back on things that aren't very healthy. So, you know, when you have a serving of cheese, that doesn't mean a whole block. That doesn't mean seven pieces. Servings are smaller. And I do believe that whole milk has a purpose. Now, if you have high cholesterol or a condition and you see that your diet worsens that, you will be told to restrict your cheese. But right now, studies are saying that these are the things you need to have to lower heart disease. The fruit, berries, papaya, red grapes, vegetables, of course, legumes. The study recommended 2 to 3 servings of veggies a day. You need to have 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. That's been the standard. But I get it. A lot of people don't eat vegetables. So put vegetables in your food. You want to have pasta? Put some spinach in it. Throw vegetables into the meatloaf. You know, add cilantro. There's ways for you to put vegetables in. Of course, the beans and the legumes, they get their own category. Pinto beans, black beans, kidney beans. These also help. Nuts. We need to do more with nuts. We don't eat enough nuts. And nuts is nature's superfood. I understand some people are allergic, but they do offer a lot of good fat that you need and protein. Fish. We don't eat enough fish. You got to get omega-3 rich fish. And then they do include from the study, whole fat dairy. They recommend 14 servings a week, so 2 servings a day. And that's something that I remember being recommended by Mulligan Stew in the 1970s. 4, 4, 3, 2, something, something for me and you. I don't really remember all that, but I remember dairy was the smallest of the category, but they wanted 2 dairies a day. So, moderation, people, and balanced diet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So throughout the pandemic, some of you have written talking to me about how you don't want to go out. You have a family member that doesn't want to go out. And, you know, I might have written you back or spoken about this on air, but I received a recent email from somebody whose wife is afraid of the crime and won't walk the dog anymore, won't go shopping anymore, and has the spouse do it. She is too afraid of crime. Now, I would love for you to call in because I have some questions. And please, you guys can always call in. My show is live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, 12 to 3 Eastern time. I get sometimes some places play it delayed. But even if you call into our answer line, we could always do the question, and then I can answer it the following day. But I have a few questions. When you have family members that don't go out, and I got to tell you something. I used to walk home at 11 o'clock at night, 11:30 at night, because I didn't have a car. to get to an apartment that lived in a bad area. I used to have a racket, and I thank God I made it safe. Now, I mean, I still in my lifetime have had assaults, but I remember one of the most dangerous times of my life. I made it through that safe. Now, I wouldn't do that at my age. No way. And maybe it's because when I'm younger, maybe if I had a racquetball racket in my hand, maybe I felt like I could clobber somebody if they did try to go up to me. I don't know what my thinking was. I didn't have a concealed carry back then. I don't even know what the rules were in Nevada back then. I might have had some mace and some keys in between my fingers, but basically it was my racquetball racket. And thank God I was able to get through, get to where I needed to get to, come home from work late. And you know, now it's a little safer. They've made the area a little safer, but as we age, it is not that uncommon to be a little bit more hesitant on where you walk. But one thing that the listener wanted to know is it media hyping up all the crime? And what's the truth of it all? So, you know, I'm mixed because I come from a family where my grandfather was a cop, and when he was retired, he was working in a store, and somebody walked in and put a gun to his head and robbed the store. That was during the 60s when he actually was able to live. I mean, now they'll just shoot you and rob, but back then, maybe the guy didn't have bullets, who knows, but he let my grandfather live, thank God. But we've had fires, we've had people in our home. I told you my husband was asleep, the dog was asleep, and I had to grab the shotgun and stand in front of my kids' rooms because there was somebody in my house. Luckily, he left when I cocked the gun and said, get the Blake out. We, in our particular family, have seen instances. Is it every day? Is the percentage 0.00001% of our life involved with some sort of violence? It's a low percentage, thank God. But for some individuals, those experiences are enough to give them post-traumatic stress disorder or give them a fear of being outside. Now, some individuals never had an experience, never had a theft, a fire, a mugging, an assault, and they're fearful. And the reason why they're doing that is a defense mechanism. Because some of what we're hearing in the media is god-awful scary. To think that somebody could be raped in broad daylight on a Philly train with nobody helping her is scary. And none of us want to go through that. None of us want to be walking down a street. Like, I think, was that a couple days ago? There was a religious leader who was just walking down a sidewalk in New York in broad daylight and got shot and killed. The subway incidences. How many times have I ridden the subway? Multiple times. To think that somebody, because I'm kind of clumsy, if somebody pushed me, even by accident, I could fall into the train. But the fact that there are people that would purposely do that. So if you think that you could be hunted by somebody random, it is in your animalistic instinct and your evolutionary best interest to be aware of your surroundings and only go out into the jungle or go out into the city or go out into wherever you're going where you would be hunted less. The problem is it is not in your evolutionary best interest to starve. So these animals, you know, people will say, why do the deers go out if they know they're going to get attacked by a lion? You know, why? Well, because they have to eat. They still have to live. Animals are not designed to just stay and hide the whole time. They still got to go out and get food. They still have to do what they need to do. Unfortunately, other predators are also out during the day. And so is media alerting us to what's around us too much to sensationalize? Or is crime really up? Now, we're being told that crime is up. That the numbers are, we're hearing from the police departments, the crime is up. So they're not manifesting it psychologically. Crime is up. And when people are victims, they oftentimes blame themselves. I blame myself. When I was assaulted, I'm like, I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's wrong, okay? When things happen to you, sometimes it's not your fault. But the reason why you do that is because you want to prevent the next one. So you try to do a Monday morning quarterback analysis of what happened, going, well, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to, oh, this happened to this person. There was that grandmother, that senior citizen in Florida who was walking her dog, and she got killed by an alligator. And so I think a lot of people aren't walking their dog anymore. Well, you just can't walk your dog near a lake and realize the lakes are connected to waterways. But honestly, I was shocked. I was maybe 5 feet from an alligator in South Carolina. My brother-in-law was like, you might want to step back because he could jump and attack you. Now, we all have a learning curve. I got a good picture of the alligator, though. I was like, damn, look at these alligators. But I like being around ponds and marshes. And so, but you heard people say, yeah, in Florida, we never go here. We never go there. Like, you know, people ask me in Vegas, they go, how are we not getting bit by rattlesnakes? I go, because we know what to do and what not to do. We know what to avoid, where to avoid. We have a light. We have a walking stick. We make sure the dog doesn't go into the bushes. And you have a plan when you live out in the desert. So it's not a paranoia, you just have to kind of learn to live around it. But are many people using COVID or now using crime as a reason to not be out there? Yeah, they are. And it could be, unfortunately, very deadly, because the isolation could, the longer you isolate, the harder it is to get out. And there are people using the telemedicine company I work for because they don't want to go and see people. They go, I haven't been out in 3 years. I don't want to be around people. It's dangerous out there. And I go, so you haven't driven in 3 years? You might want to practice driving again. You might want to, and so it makes me kind of nervous. But from what I understand, the statistics are that, yes, crime is rising. And some of these crimes are very random, where rather than you being, involved in an altercation, you could just be at an ATM and get macheted at a parade and get shot or run down. And we have a lot of mental illness out there that's unchecked. So yes, the problem is getting worse. But if you do have a family member that's afraid to go out, you do need to have them talk to a counselor or a medical professional to help them so that they can still navigate and do what they need to do in society. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.